God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
This is a feel-good story to end the week. You familiar with Rod Carew?
Yeah.
One of the great baseball players of all time, just a legend out of Panama. He was golfing in September of 2015 and suffered a huge heart attack and was hospitalized for 6 weeks, and during that it was determined that he needed a heart transplant. Well, the story of him getting one is really, really fascinating. It comes from Daniel Brown of the San Jose Mercury News that did a write-up on this. But he got a heart. The donor was named Conrad Ruland, and he is a former NFL tight end, or he was a former NFL tight end, who played for the Jets and the Ravens after graduating from Stanford. Ruland died of a brain aneurysm on December 12th, while running on a treadmill in preparation for potentially getting another NFL job. And it's just a fascinating story of how an NFL player's heart ended up being given to one of the greatest baseball players of all time. But a good story, even though tragic with the brain aneurysm and him passing away. But it's the reason that Rod Carew's still alive.
Well, speaking of baseball, this is pretty crazy. I'm going to steal a joke from somebody when saying Seattle Mariners fans are living outside the Cracker Jack box when it comes to finding things to eat at Safeco Field this year. This is crazy. So introduced this year, you can now buy roasted chili lime grasshoppers.
Yep.
This is an actual item you can buy to eat at Mariners games. Well, so far they've had 3 games there, and this is crazy. Each game so far this year, they have sold out of grasshoppers to eat.
Yeah, it sounds like they're actually really good.
Yeah, they've got good reviews if they're selling out every game. Apparently, and according to ESPN, the company that sells the grasshoppers, they're the same ones. You know, they have a restaurant and they're at Safeco. They have sold more grasshoppers in 3 games than they do in usually a year. Estimated total they've sold so far is 18,000, and they come in these 4-ounce cups, like these little plastic cups, and they sell for $4 a piece.
Would you eat them?
No.
Yeah, I'm not even going to charge you if I handed you a cup right now.
I would try one.
You would?
I would try one.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
See, the hardest part of it, because it sounds like they taste good, they're crunchy, it sounds like the problem with it is mental, or it's psychological, because you're telling yourself this is a grasshopper. But if you didn't know they were grasshoppers and you just picked one up and ate it, it sounds like it would be fine. I would do it. At first, I didn't think I would, but now seeing how good these reviews are, I think I would do it. And hopefully, it's getting rid of the grasshopper population in the world. That would be fine with me too, especially with springtime around here. I'm already tired of the bugs and the mosquitoes and everything, and it's only been warm for like 2 weeks. It's going to finish off the show and the week. If you missed anything, check out the podcast page. K-State Baseball is coming up next. Batcats going for a series victory over number 6 Texas Tech. For Mitch and John, I'm Tyler. Thanks for listening to The Game.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android.